Knives.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak, he announced that Russia has completely abandoned the United States dollar and the euro in energy trade. And also, Chairman Dmitry, Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev, he stated, Britain has always been, is now, and will be our eternal enemy, at least until such a time as their arrogant, despicably dank island sinks into the abyss of the sea from a wave triggered by a cutting-edge Russian weapons system. After all, it's evident that the conflict between an obsolete form, the degenerating British monarchy, and ridiculously content, look at the faces of their recent prime ministers, has given rise to some rather bizarre creatures. Medvedev, he knows, starting in the Bolshevik Revolution, the many times, just like Vladimir Putin, that the Pilgrim Society in London, in that the center of London, city of London, these individuals that are in the Pilgrim Society in London and in New York City, how they have worked together to destroy Russia, beginning with training and sending Lenin into Russia to begin the Bolshevik Revolution, then 1945, after sending Adolf Hitler, and actually in 43, sending Adolf Hitler toward Moscow with his SS and military, which they failed again. Then in 1946, Winston Churchill decides a new enemy, declares a Cold War. The new enemy of the Allies is Russia. Then with Reagan trying to destroy the ruble, then you have the Clintons trying to buy up Russia with the Wall Street gang. And then you have the present war in Ukraine. And I don't have the time to go over the whole history, but this is why Medvedev will talk about an eternal enemy, the monarchy, the royals of England and Europe also. Then he's talking about bizarre creatures. What's he referring to? Well, remember before Boris Johnson was replaced, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson referred to himself as the Fuhrer of the King, the Fuhrer and the King. And as the Fuhrer King, Boris Johnson was put on full display weeks after President Putin. And this is right at the time when Boris Johnson, he takes a trip to Ukraine quietly. He used a surprise visit to Kiev in May of 2022. And he had a visit with Zelensky. Zelensky and Russia had pretty much worked out negotiations to end the conflict. Boris Johnson went in there as the Führer and the King, and he told Zelensky, no, there's not going to be any dialogue, diplomacy. It's over. Also, though he didn't, Johnson didn't allow peace. Well, a week ago, there's a Ukrainian lawmaker, Alexandria Ustinov, and she says this: there's been a lack of weapons in Kiev, and they're going to have to postpone their counter-offensive against Russia, and this will be indefinite. So we are seeing and beginning to, the truth is being revealed to the American people. The Ukrainians cannot beat Russia. There's no way. Then a Ukrainian deputy foreign minister, and this was on Saturday, well, actually Sunday, his name is Andrei Melnyk. He says, we're very thankful to our allies for their military help. But, he says, it's not enough. Ukraine needs 10 times more to finish Russian aggression this year. He's continuing to feed the lie, fuel the lie, that there could be a Ukrainian victory over Russia. Fuel the lie. He sounds just like the Rockefellers, and I'll explain when I get back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6 foot tall aspen clumps are just $119.99 each. 3-year-old Cheyenne privet hedge now gets 6 for $306. 6 to 8 foot spring snow fruitless crab apple now $139.99. At the Tree
Farm,
come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
At Built Design America, a division of CarpetWise, turn your current home into your dream home. They work directly with Kiba Studios, where you can work with professional designers to create a 3D model of your new kitchen before bringing it to life. They also remodel bathrooms and other areas of your home. So to bring your remodel from how to wow, contact Built Design America at 303-772-1202 or stop by their showroom at 665 Frontage Road in Longmont, Colorado.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GotsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Yeah!
Okay, I'm going to finish with this thought. So Ukraine needs 10 times more to finish the Russian aggression. Now, this is a lie right there. This isn't Russian aggression on the people of the nation of Ukraine. This is empire. This is the globalists in the unipolar West. This is NATO, America's military in Europe. This is the NATO nations and the European nations, which if they want U.S. dollars, if they want the mammon printed by United States Federal Reserve and Treasury, then they have to bow the knee. They have to kiss the hand, kiss the ring. So this is not Russian aggression. Break that lie in your mind. We call upon our partners to cross all artificial red lines and devote 1% of the GDP for weapon deliveries. Oh, that kind of reminds me of the old question that was presented to John Rockefeller. I believe it was John. How much is enough? His answer, just a little more. This sounds just like out of the playbook of Rockefeller. We need 1%. We just need 1% of your gross domestic product. Boy, I'd like to have 0.1%. I'd be wealthy. Then the weapons that are going into Ukraine, according to Pulitzer Prize American journalist Seymour Hersh, quote, the West knows the weapons they delivered to Ukraine are being sold in the black market, something the mainstream media has tried to hush up. Ukrainian commanders of various levels, often generals or colonels and others, were given shipments of weapons and personally resold or retailed them back to the black or dark market. This is documented. This is proof that these weapons are not going to be used against Russia. Now, there's a professor, Jeffrey Sachs, and he says that the need for a new U.S. foreign policy, we don't really, in this country, we don't care about foreign policy. We're not interested in it. We don't know what it does. We just know that generally the Republicans handle foreign policy more, in a sense, most of the time, than Democrats. But here's what he says. U.S. foreign policy is based on an inherent contradiction and a fatal flaw. The aim of U.S. foreign policy is a U.S.-dominated world. Number one, this has been our policy since the end of World War II, a U.S.-dominated world in which the United States writes the global trade. And we do. We sanction nations that don't go along with our policies, global trade and financial rules. And we also, you want to borrow from the World Bank, be part of the International Monetary Fund? Well, you better kiss the ring. So global trade, financial rules, America, empire, controls advanced technologies. This is very important. Controls advanced technologies. Who really the center of the control of these technologies? Can you name a center, a agency? Yes. DARPA. It maintains military supremacy, which we do, and dominates all potential competitors up until a year ago. Unless U.S. foreign policy is changed to recognize the need for a, and here Hersh uses an interesting term, multipolar world, until the United States foreign policy has changed. To recognize the need for a multipolar world, it will lead to more wars and possibly World War III. Now, I'll tell you something. I'm trying to find the verse. It's in the book of Revelation. And to understand it, in Revelation chapter 18, verse 17, I'll read in context. Once the end of the world, great ruling empire is destroyed, and there's only one description, or there's only one nation that fits the description, until a great ruling empire that trades with the nations through ships, until that nation, when that nation is destroyed, and again, you have to, there's only one nation that fits the shoe. This is Revelation chapter 18, verse 16, 17, and 18. Shipbuilders, after this great empire is destroyed, it says, alas, alas, that great city, empire, that great city, Babylon the Great, that great city, America, that was clothed in fine linen, the very best, purple, scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones and pearls, a nation of immense extravagance and wealth, and creature comforts of every imaginable kind, the best clothing, the best footwear, the best high-tech fingernails for women that have money, that has a way, women that have a way to dress elegantly. In 1 hour, so great riches has ended, has finished. Every shipmaster and all the company of, in ships and sailors and as many as trade by the sea stand at a distance. There's only one nation that has to trade through the oceans. We have in the West Coast a little over a year and a half ago, ships lined up out in the ocean waiting to have the goods brought on shore and sent through all the distribution means, structures throughout the country. That was just the West Coast. That wasn't even including the ships we get in on the East Coast or in the harbors in the Gulf. One nation, an empire that trades by ship. Now we're doing quite a bit by air, but still the bulk comes on ships. Well, here it says here in verse 17, Revelation 18, 17, that a time is coming, and in 1 hour, a brief period of time, the great riches that come into this nation because of our wealth, because of our culture, because of our laws that have given us the freedom to own companies, to own businesses, is ended. And offshore, the ships bringing the goods to this empire are sitting offshore, and the shipmasters and the sailors, here's what's going to happen. They stand afar off. They stand at a great distance, and they cry. They weep. They lament when they saw the smoke of her burning or destruction. And they say, what nation, what city, what empire is like unto this great empire, this great nation, this nation that has ruled the world and has enjoyed the best that the world has to offer? They're going to weep. They're going to lament. They're in total shock. Because guess what? No one is, this nation and the other nations of the world aren't going to be able to buy what is on board those vessels. There's only one nation that fits this description in Revelation, and I'm talking to you about it right here. Unless the U.S. foreign policy is changed to recognize the need for a multipolar world, it will lead to more wars and possibly World War III. The inherent contradiction in U.S. foreign policy is that it conflicts with the United Nations Charter, which commits the United States and all other U.N. member states to a global system based on U.N. institutions in which no single country dominates. Well, we know this is a farce. There is a nation that funds the United Nations, that controls the United Nations. It is the United States of America. And we are supposed to be equal with the other nations. That is a farce. The fatal flaw is that the U.S. has just 4% of the world's population. And the United States lacks the economic, financial, military, and technological capacities, much less the ethical and legal claims to dominate the other 96%. So you see, over the last 2 months, I have talked about the nations in rebellion against empire, in rebellion against the Luciferian Illuminati global system through the World Economic Forum and other agencies in the West. This nation, America, we control. We have dominated since the end of World War II. We began great domination through the petrodollar in the early 70s. Through the continued control economically through the Trilateral Commission, the World Bank. These are just the financial institutions, International Monetary Fund. This is excluding, he didn't mention in here, the control of the nations through the pharmaceutical industry. This is another means of global hegemony. Global control, global euthanasia, or global the culling of the unwanted in the nations of the world through the pharmacies, through viruses and technologies that are never, we're it's so unimaginable the biotechnology that we have to destroy mankind, to take a healthy human being, Homo sapien, add DNA of bugs, parasites, worms, and make him Homo sapien plus insect. So, now you're getting a view of why the nations are in rebellion against the empire. Rick Rodriguez, the President.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys-only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at the Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg. Adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living. Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life. Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group. Children's Health Defense and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Okay, so this nation that sits in the oceans, Atlantic to the east, Pacific to the west, is going to be destroyed. And the ship captains, they weep. And in Revelation chapter 17, I'm talking about a unipolar world and a multipolar world, and the need for a multipolar world. There has to be a multipolar world system developed. It is needed because the unipolar world led by empire, the United States, is going to be destroyed. It is going to be destroyed by a coming American president that will replace Donald Trump. Donald Trump's presidency is almost over. Joe Biden, it appears, is in the White House, which he's not. He is there illegally, so it is not a recognized, he's not a recognized president. He is not president. Donald Trump won the election. He is still president. He's just not in the Oval Office. But who replaces Donald Trump will destroy the United States. And it's right here in Revelation chapter 17. And it talks about a woman, a beast, a harlot, an empire, a culture that is unlike any other culture ever in the history of the world. Powerful as a culture. Powerful. The sins of the nation go out to the nations of the world. The nation eventually at her end becomes a nation just like Sodom and Gomorrah, where there is sexual perversion unimaginable. Also, it's a nation like the nation of Egypt. The culture, the wealth, and just a world that is just full of idols, demons, people worshiping gold, worshiping silver, worshiping jewelry, valuable things. We will be just like in Egypt, the gods of Egypt. Everybody, the Nile River, they worship the frogs, the lice, the flies. In this country, everything is worshiped. Now, in Revelation chapter 17, concerning the United States, the 10 horns you see, they and the beast will be one. They hate the nation. They hate this idolatrous woman. They make her bereaved. They will make her desolate. They will strip her and destroy, take her wealth offshore. Everything that she is, they will strip the wealth and take the wealth offshore to other nations. They will eat up her flesh, meaning the sin will just be so unbelievable. They'll consume her with fire. They'll consume her with fire. So this is what's going to happen to this end of the world empire. And it says they'll take everything she has, leave her naked. They will destroy her with fire. God put the idea into their minds, into the mind of Antichrist, to complete this purpose. And these nations that these lords and these kings and these royals of other nations, especially the Western world and Europe, they agree to give the beast Antichrist their power to rule until what God has said is completed. And what they're going to do is they're going to destroy this woman, this nation, this empire in 1 hour. They'll destroy her in 1 hour. And once that destruction is complete, there has to be, right now, the whole world, since World War II, has basically been run on an American system of trade, commerce, petrodollar. When that is destroyed, there must be a net to catch the nations economically in every way, in trade. That multipolar world, you are watching, and I am explaining to you the net, the safety net, which has come into existence in the last 20, 25 years. This net has to be there, because when America and her financial system of control is completely destroyed, there has to be another system, a multipolar world system, so the nations will conduct and continue to trade and go into the future, go into a new time, a time after Christ has returned and set up his kingdom in righteousness, and the nations must continue into the future. And one thing and one reason why the United States is trying to bring in a digital system as quickly as possible, and God's not going to allow her to do it as quickly as she wants. There will come a time, yes, when it will be in place, but not until the multipolar world digital system is in place. Once the multipolar world digital system can function and these nations can trade amongst themselves with zeros and ones, then you're going to have the Antichrist digital network control system in place. But in the meantime, there has to be, for the nation's sake and the people of the world, because of God's great love to mankind, there has to be an alternative to the Federal Reserve, to the City of London, to the plans of the Pilgrim Society in New York and in London. There has to be another way. And this has been set in motion by Russia, basically, and it was triggered a little over a year ago on the 24th of February by Vladimir Putin. Putin triggered it once he went in to stop the Nazi movement in Ukraine. He triggered it immediately. I'll finish the thought. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-779-0360. The P.E. Gun Shows of Northern Colorado has a proud tradition of bringing you the very best gun shows for many years. We are now looking for a new facility for our events. We are seeking a building size in the 15,000 to 35,000 square foot range with parking. If you are aware of a facility that can meet our size requirements, please contact us at 970-779-0360. That's 970-779-0360.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
I'll finish my thought before the commercial. I was talking about mentioning that the World Economic Forum, Vladimir Putin, had been going to their gatherings year after year, st- studying what this was all about, and he knew what it was about. He studied it from its inception back in like 1972, and he knew the occult, how it was steeped in the occult with the occult British Pilgrim Society giving Klaus Schwab direction, helping to set him up. Vladimir Putin knew of Klaus Schwab's Nazi past and his father, how they work with the Germans. So, and Vladimir Putin knew the United States program to relocate Nazis into Ukraine. Vladimir Putin was savvy to all of this. He knew what was going on in Ukraine. He knew who was supporting the Nazis and the religion of Nazism in Ukraine. And he knew the threat to his country, to the religion, to the Christian Christians in his country. So he waited. He began to work on a alternative system, trading network, that would be unique in that you didn't need the petrodollar or the economic systems of the West. They would have, in this new multipolar world of nations, a group that wanted freedom from empire and the control network of the globalists. He knew that something had to be set in place, put in place, and he put it in place. And 20 years ago, whoever the president of China was at that time, they began working together in a plan to begin a trade with their own currencies. The ruble was pretty much worthless. The the Chinese yen or the Chinese yuan was getting stronger. And then they go in. Putin was forced to make his move because he knew the United States was hell-bent on putting nuclear weapons on the eastern border in Ukraine. Putin could not allow it. He knew that they were considering, NATO nations were considering bringing Ukraine into the NATO, into NATO. Putin went into Ukraine and immediately the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, kicked Russia out of that system. Perfect. He checkmated the king and they kicked him out. This is what he wanted the whole time. He didn't want to have anything to do with the World Economic Forum plan of digital control. Putin had already been working on an alternate system with China. Other nations knew about it, but they finally began putting together the BRICS group of nations, and these were big powerhouses. Brazil is the biggest powerhouse in South America. They needed Brazil. India and China in South Africa, South Africa. So you had these nations working together. Brazil influences heavily all of the other nations, Argentina, Chile, all these others, nations in South America. They want in. India, the Asian sisters may not be very friendly to China, but they're very friendly with India. Where China lacks, the other nations will work with India. India was vital. China was vital too because of her size, and also South Africa. South Africa was vital because South Africa does also influence many of the nations in the heart of Africa, up along the coast to the east and to the west. So the strategy from a global perspective, I think, is brilliant. And since that time, many other nations have begun to petition to be included in the BRICS trading partnership. Well, this is Russian strategy. And people can say what they want to say about Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin. But Putin will continue to make Russia strong, because Russia has a destiny to be destroyed, not by the United States, not by any other nation, but by the very God of heaven himself in the Middle East. Now, something else I need to mention before the program ends is there's a British senior statesman, Alistair Crook. He wrote a letter. U.S. rising anxiety as Russia survives attrition by the entirety of NATO. I'll have to finish this article or this part, this thought, when we get back. Podcasts are 1360KHNC.com, Present Truth.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, and to finish out, British senior statesman Alistair Crook. He's a letter, open letter, U.S. rising anxiety as Russia survives attrition by the entirety of NATO. Quote, the West has found it much more difficult than expected to defeat Russia. They know that China has not, to this point, provided military aid to Russia. But the question that haunts the West and NATO, if Russia alone is already so difficult to deal with, what if China really starts to provide military aid to Russia, using its massive industrial capabilities for the Russian military? Russia alone is more than a match for the collective West. It's unbelievable how powerful and strong Russia is. The reason is because Russia at this time is in her fulfillment in prophecy. You can read those prophecies of Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. quoting, continuing the quote, "If the West really forces China and Russia to join hands militarily, the question that haunts them in the West is that the West will no longer be able to do as it pleases. This has already become the reality. America is not doing, and Europe and NATO, they're not doing what they please. Russia and China together would have the power to check the U.S. Already, diplomatically, they have done just that. Does the United States, is that what the United States wants? Clearly not. It would result in the humiliation of U.S. and NATO. Even more than that, it will further the process to bring in a multipolar world system. That process is no longer, the U.S. empire will never be able to stop that momentum. The nations have had it with empire. They've had it with this nation that has 4% of the world's population and has been so devious and evil and doing what it pleases over the last 70 years, 75 years, 76, 78 years. They're tired of it. The nations are in revolt. They're in total revolt against the United States and the hegemonic plans and the hegemonic rule that the United States has used, the economically, militarily, technologically, that hegemonic time of rule is coming to an end quickly. The multipolar world will continue to be, to grow, to become more acceptable to the nations of the world, because now the nations of the world, they've seen what Russia can do in standing against empire solo, and Russia and China together, they know these two nations, what they can do. You see? Well, we're going to have to continue with this conversation tomorrow. So podcast 1360khnc.com for the present truth. Rick Rodriguez, talk to you tomorrow. Get to see the overall view of the world in which we live. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.